You're listening to the audio production of Daily Gifts of Hope, devotions for each day of your year, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Susie Elthens.
Introduction. You must give your whole heart to God and hold out your hands to Him for help. Put away the sin that is in your hand. Let no evil remain in your tent. Then you can lift up your face without shame, and you can stand strong without fear. You will forget your trouble and remember it only as water gone by. Your life will be as bright as the noonday sun, and darkness will seem like morning. You will feel safe because there is hope. You will look around and rest in safety. Job chapter 11, verses 13 through 18, New Century Version. What a wonderful promise! Is there a woman alive today who would not want to lift up her face without shame, stand strong without fear, forget her troubles, have her life as bright as the noonday sun, and rest in safety? Imagine the influence such a woman would have on her family, friends, and co-workers. Imagine you as that woman. The gifts of hope in this daily devotional will guide you to give your whole heart to God. Reach out to Him for help, put away sin, and refuse to entertain evil in your home. Your journey will include entries titled, Look Up, Pray, 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 Deception and Vanity, When We Trip, Abounding in Hope, God Breaks Chains, and When Doubt Creeps In. Each week, you will encounter a Day of Reflection. In today's busy world, it is easy to take in without taking time to reflect on the wonderful things God is showing you. And yes, even wonderful things can be difficult. Please use this day to reflect on the preceding week's entries, along with a scripture verse and the lyrics to treasured hymns of faith and hope. You will find a space for entering a poem, prayer, or thought. Women of Faith speakers and writers welcome you as we journey together through a year that can be, no matter your circumstances, filled with hope. January 1st, Counting on the Heart of God. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God as the other prisoners listened. Suddenly, there was a strong earthquake that shook the foundation of the jail. Then all the doors of the jail broke open, and all the prisoners were freed from their chains. Acts chapter...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?